Welcome back to Count Me In, IMA's podcast about all things affecting the accounting and finance world. I'm your host, Adam Larson, and for this week's episode, Mitch spoke with the CEO and founder of LeaseQuery, George Azee. This conversation focused on ASC 842 and how lease accounting software can help businesses enhance their processes when complying with the new lease standards. George also offers a unique perspective on future changes to accounting standards. So let's go to the conversation to find out more.
I know FASB has issued new standards pertaining to leases recently. What triggered these accounting changes?
Well, Mitchell, thank you so much for having me. Essentially, it all begins and ends with transparency, right? Essentially, the boards, FASB and ISAB, are concerned with making liabilities, which by definition mean obligations to make payments at some future time, making these liabilities actually be reflected on the balance sheet. Under current GAAP and under current IFRS, what we have, most leases are called, are classified as operating leases, and these leases are no longer, are not reflected on the balance sheet as liabilities. The boards are trying to increase transparency and make financial statement users understand said transparency. And what they're trying to do is make those obligations to make lease payments be reflected on the balance sheets of companies that are, you know, entering into said said lease transactions.
And what are the biggest challenges with these new rules? How have accountants been working through some of the challenges to make sure they're complying with these new regulations?
Well, interestingly, there's three major items, right? One is complexity, the second is time, and the third is completeness. So let's start with complexity. The rules, the new lease accounting standards, are 492 pages, right? 492 pages of documentation. Literally, these are, I mean, it's a thick stack. So the sheer complexity of the new lease accounting standards is a big challenge. There's also some amorphous or ambiguous details there, right? Where companies have to, it's not exactly rules-based. So just to predicate this, FASB is moving from rules-based accounting to principles-based accounting. What this means essentially is that rather than give you the exact means to explain the way things are supposed to work, they're giving you a general guideline. And what that means essentially is that it's not in black and white, right? So there's a lot of challenges with, first of all, understanding the spirit of what the boards are trying to issue versus the actual way they want you to account for it. Right. So the sheer complexity of this standard is a big challenge. The second thing is how much time it takes to comply. Right. There's a lot of things that you'll have to go through. Think about a large global corporation or even a small one. Think about the people that are within that organization that need to take part in the requisitions process, which leasing falls under. Right. It could be someone in legal. It could be someone in purchasing. It could be someone in supply chain. It could be someone in accounting. Right. There's so many people any particular leasing transaction could go through. And as such, if you want to capture your entire lease portfolio, these are the individuals that you, or the departments, you know, accounts payable. These are the different departments that you have to actually hit. So in a global corporation, it takes a lot of time to coordinate such efforts, right? The last part is completeness. It is very difficult for large corporations or even small corporations to determine, okay, what is my actual portfolio of lease transactions, right? It's not just, the challenge here is that you don't identify a lease by reading a contract and it says you are leasing this asset, right? There's different things that could be deemed a lease, but in the contractual terms, it never states that it's a lease, right? So companies have this challenge where they have to look at all their contractual obligations to determine, okay, do I have a lease? Is this a lease that should be complied with under Topic 842? 842 is the new lease accounting standard. Is this a lease that should be followed under 842, or is this a service contract? Right. So the big three things there are complexity, as I said, time, and completeness. Actually, getting a complete look at your entire portfolio.
And now, what are your personal experiences with these new lease accounting rules? You know, what specifically triggered your initiative of creating LeaseQuery?
That's a great question. In my previous life, I used to work in financial reporting and in accounting research, and that was my main role. Essentially, what that meant is I had to look at what the upcoming guidance is, upcoming guidance from what's called the EITF, which is called the Emerging Issues Task Force, which is a subset of the FASB, and figure out, okay, what are the upcoming rules that they're going to make, and how do I make sure that the company gets the preferred accounting treatment, right? So that was my main role. Now, in the same company, they changed auditors, and they went from one big four firm to another. And the new auditor said, okay, we're going to take a deeper dive into the financials. And what they did was they looked at every single area that they deemed risk worthy. And one of the areas they looked at were leases. Well, they tested 10 of the leases, and 10 out of 10 of them were wrong. They tested another 10, and 10 out of 10 of them were wrong. So basically, they were batting, you know, zero out of 20, which obviously, you know, is below the Mendoza line. So essentially, what happened there is they had to go through and figure out, okay, how do we account for leases in a global corporation? And the chief accounting officer tasked me with teaching the different controllers. I said this was a global organization, how to account for leases. Well, the challenge there was this was accounting for leases under the current lease standard, which was relatively simple, right? The previous lease standard was Topic 840, right? The new standard is 842. So this was accounting for it under the easier method, which is 840. Now, the board changed it obviously to 842, and in my role as accounting research and financial reporting, in that role, I knew that the boards were changing the rules, right? Going from this easy process to the new, more complex guidelines. And so I figured, well, if as a company, they were having challenges applying easy 840, then by God, when the new rules come and change, then it's going to be a huge headache for them, right? Once again, batting 0 out of 20 under current guidelines, when it becomes more complex, then it's going to be a big headache. So that was kind of what triggered, you know, my going down this rabbit hole of solving this very difficult problem. So that's my experience with it. You know, I used to be an accountant that was faced with this problem, and so our solution, LeaseQuery, is literally focused on solving this problem primarily for accountants. It's an accounting problem, and as such, you need accountants who have experience with it to solve it.
Now, I understand, in addition to these challenges, there are also some hidden benefits that kind of come along with the new lease standards. So what exactly are you doing at LeaseQuery to enable accountants to unlock these benefits?
Well, that's an excellent question. Everyone sees this as a burden, but then within every burden lies opportunity, right? And the opportunities here are tremendous. As I said, having a holistic view of all your leases in one place, that is a huge advantage, because then you can start to become strategic, right? If you look right now, only 54% of public companies have actually adopted the new lease accounting standards, right? Only 54%. That's a testament to how complex it is. Now, the 54% that have actually adopted tend to see a lot of great benefits, one of which is they now have a holistic view of their assets, right? There are companies out there that are still making payments on things like forklifts or copiers that they have since returned. This literally is going on every day. Companies are making payments on assets that they no longer have. Our software helps them identify this and make sure that, hey, you have a complete inventory of the leases that you do, of the assets that you are currently in possession of, right? We saved a client $275,000 in tenant improvement allowances that they were supposed to receive that they never did, right? There are payment changes that you have to rely on the landlord for, which is, you know, CAM, for instance, common area maintenance. These are payments that the landlord tells you you owe, that if you have, you know, more than 30 locations, you don't have the benefit of or the resources to go through and check every single line item that the landlord says that you owe, right? Our software, once you put that the lease terms in there, if the landlord tells you an amount that is different from what the contractual agreement posits, then essentially our software will flag it. So these are all benefits that our clients are currently seeing, right? And you can tell from the reviews if you go online. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely. Now, I just want to make sure our listeners fully understand that this is a software company. So tell us a little bit more about the innovative software technology that is out there in today's accounting industry and really, you know, kind of how you're using it and how others may be using different technology to improve efficiency across the organizations of the clients that you're working with.
Well, that's excellent, because accounting in general is a very conservative, to put it nicely, is a very conservative profession, right? No one likes a creative accountant, and accountants in general do not like change. So it is an industry that is ready for technological advances. There are companies out there that are doing great things. Companies like Flowcast, you know, for reconciliations. Companies like Workvia for financial reporting. Companies like us, LeaseQuery, right? So technology is affecting the accounting profession in ways that gives accountants more time rather than chasing down data to actually analyze data. Right? The vast majority of accountants out there spend a lot of time chasing data down and saying, okay, this is how we're going to comply. And as a result, accountants spend a lot of their time in the past. Companies like Workvia, as I said, like Flowcast, like you know, even the newer general ledger systems, these companies enable accountants to change data from just being actual data into information, right? There's a big difference between gleaning data, between having data and gleaning information from that data. And that deals with how quickly you can assess and analyze that data, right? In LeaseQuery, we are revolutionizing the leasing industry because we can tell you, okay, you know what? I had a client the other day that told me that our borrowing rates are spectacular. And I was like, how certain are you of that, right? And he was like, well, I'm pretty sure that they are. I just know. Well, a lot of times you can't just know. You have to glean that data. We've got borrowing rates from thousands of companies, right? We've got over 1,000 clients now. And essentially, what we can tell you where your borrowing rates lie as opposed to others. You know, obviously, we don't share that data. But as a general rule, we can figure out, okay, you know what companies have the best borrowing rates, and where are they getting those rates from, right? So these are things that this is data that we have, right? And we can parse and analyze and be able to tell companies, okay, well, you think your borrowing rates are great, but they're compared to others in your industry, they're really not that great, right? Or they're average, or you know, they are great, right? Either way, we can verify the data that you think you know.
Now, technology in general is really taking over the entire accounting profession. And, you know, based on the advancements that you've already discussed, if you had to guess, what other new accounting standards may be coming down the pike or other change in regulations that accountants, you know, particularly our listeners, may need to be aware of coming up in the future?
Well, I think it once again, it all goes back to transparency, right? So there's going to be more transparency and not less, right? Essentially, what happens here is the FASB and the boards, just because of the sheer volume of data that there is out there, the boards want to make sure that companies are actually disclosing information that's useful to the relevant users of financial data, right? So things like goodwill, CECL, which is accounted for credit losses, these are all areas that could be improved upon. Accounting for, as I said, goodwill for software, just accounting for software transactions, service transactions, right? Items in the cloud. These are all areas that the boards are focusing on. They just released 606, which is accounting for which essentially deals with revenue recognition, right? These are all areas that the FASB and the ISAB, FASB is for GAAP, US GAAP, ISAB is international for IFRS, and even GASB, governmental. These are all areas that these governing boards are focusing on and making sure that, okay, the more they get down to the nitty-gritty of giving financial users information that's relevant, the more they need companies like us, software companies, that'll transform that data into that relevant information. So with all the rules that are coming out, it's almost like it's a symbiotic relationship. As the FASB issues these rules for companies to comply, companies are going to need software technology-enabled companies to help them with that compliance process, because it's not something that you can do alone.
This has been Count Me In, IMA's podcast, providing you with the latest perspectives of thought leaders from the accounting and finance profession. If you like what you heard and you'd like to be counted in for more relevant accounting and finance education, visit IMA's website at www.imanet.org.